95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo.
Yeah, compensating.
Compensating.
For Sluggo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I'm not sure why you said it. Let's talk about Gimme Five, because we're going to do something a little special.
Yeah, yeah. The great Dickie Betts passed away earlier to this morning, 80 years old. The great Dickie Betts,
wow.
And an integral part of the Allman Brothers Band. And arguably, without Dickie Betts and Duane Allman, Southern rock, I don't know, certainly wouldn't sound like it does, and maybe wouldn't even exist. His
influence.
His influence and his work, his singing, his playing, his writing in that band, just can't say enough great things about it. So, yeah. Gimme Five today shall be Allman Brothers. Let us know what you want to hear when we get closer to that.
What you did with your friend's relatives' ashes. Friends or relatives' ashes.
I don't, never had the, no, I don't, I mean, we put them in the ground, my dad.
I mean, there are a lot of people who have desire. They want you to spread them over the ocean, for example.
Do creative things with them.
Yeah. Some people shoot them into the atmosphere or whatever.
Sure. I guess, I don't know, smoke. Well, no, you can't smoke ashes, can you?
I don't think so, no.
They're already ash. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm going to be coming up with something.
What's up with Florida? Who's naked now? And the KLOS name game.
Ooh.
Is up to $1,300.
Awesome. Right where we left. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We're going to get a winner today.
I feel it.
Yeah.
We
got to be right close.
We'll give you another chance before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLO. What?
The mics are a warning. Some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
Kind of works.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
Ruckus, which is a word that is not used often enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Ruckus. As intoxicated woman strips naked and demands sex at Jamaica airport.
Wow.
Viral video on social media platforms captured the antics of a drugged woman. So they say she's drugged, but they also say she was drunk.
Drunk
so
and drugged.
Maybe both.
Maybe
I don't
drugged
know.
With drunk.
Who created a scene at the Kingston Airport in Jamaica.
Ooh.
The video shows the woman removing her clothes and stripping naked. You were trying to get that to say boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Since then, after that, she threw her bags and luggage close to her and created a scene.
Yeah, she did.
Then she started to scream and lunge at an official who tries to restrain her.
Suck it!
The video shows how she also drags a male security official.
What?
Even though he was trying to get away from her.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
The woman who stripped herself naked allegedly demanded sex.
That's so hot.
I want you to have sex with me.
Who? Just
right
anyone
now.
In your shop?
I don't know
you,
exactly.
You, and you, all of you, line up.
I have the cameras. I have no idea, but imagine.
Roll the cameras, man.
Imagine getting ready to get on a plane and seeing that.
I mean, what could prepare you for a great flight than sex in the airport with rando, strange,
who's naked demanding
woman
it?
Demanding. Hell hath no fury.
That's
like
true.
A woman scorned.
Although this doesn't seem like scorned. It seems like drunk or drugged.
Well, yeah, if she didn't get it, then she was scorned.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Agreed, yes.
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
Ooh, yeah. Luggage rack we're talking about.
Sure.
What's up with Florida?
Drunk Clearwater captain fell off a tour boat with 30 people on it.
The captain?
Yep. 53-year-old boat captain was arrested and charged with boating under the influence Friday afternoon.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Influence of, oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
You can get taken down for that in Havasu.
Witnesses told law enforcement that John Edwards Beckwith, the captain of the Clearwater Fun Boat,
fun boat.
It's the fun boat. He was impaired to the point where he fell off the vessel just before 2 p.m.
How big a boat is that?
And Jeff, how early did you start drinking?
Captain Beckwith's in the drink, sir.
Police say that when they spoke to employees on the boat, they were told that Beckwith arrived to work stumbling and had food all over his face.
Oh. Well, he'd been in like a pie-eating contest.
Why would they send him out with 30 people on a tour boat?
30 people on the boat. So it's a decent-sized boat.
Yes.
I guess.
30 people.
Well, 30 dumb people who got on the boat with a drunk-ass captain.
With food on his face.
With food on his face. I think I'd probably not do that.
They gave him a sobriety exercise and provided a breath sample. A 0.118.
0.118?
Yep.
Wow.
And the blood alcohol limit for boating in Florida is 0.08.
0.08, huh?
Yeah.
That used to be the BAC for driving in California, and now it's 0.04, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is that right?
You would think that I have some experience with that. I just don't. I just remember that.
I mean, you had it quite handy.
I did have it quite handy.
Yeah.
But no, not this guy.
I'm just saying. You had it quite handy. Yeah.
Drunk boating.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Stu is in for Sluggo this week.
Here I am.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah.
Metallica's James Hetfield uses Lemmy's ashes in Motorhead tattoo.
I'm surprised he had that. This just happened. Seems like something he would have done years ago.
He just put it on the band's Instagram.
Really?
Maybe pretty recently.
Because he's had these. He must have had these ashes for a while. But good for him. What did you say it was?
It was Ace of Spades on his
tattoo. Flip. Ace of Spades on his flip FU finger.
On his FU finger, yeah.
Middle finger.
He put it on the post, I think, last Wednesday. The ink is mixed with a portion of the remains given to Hetfield after Lemmy died from cancer in 2015.
Man.
So it sounds like he had the ashes the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
he did. Wasn't sure what to do with it.
Well, it's not a decision you want to take lightly.
No,
Lemmy's ashes is like, you know, sacred stuff. I'm sure he probably didn't use all of them. And that is a sentimental thing to do.
Yeah, he says without Lemmy, there would be no Metallica.
Yeah, well, without Diamondhead, cool. There'd be no Metallica. A lot of bands. But yeah, Motorhead probably first and foremost.
So let's talk about what you've done with ashes. Because a lot of people have done a lot of weird things. I had a friend who keeps her cat's ashes in a
litter box?
No, just in her closet.
In her closet? Oh.
Just at the bottom of her closet.
Oh, I've got my cat's ashes.
You do?
Uh-huh. It's up the entertainment center. It's up there, a little shrine to little jazz. Yeah. I don't play with the ashes or anything. I snorted some
oh,
once.
You did?
I did that once. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
I probably
didn't do that.
I have some things that other people have come up with. Mm. There's cremation jewelry.
That's right. That's a thing. They squeeze it real hard and they make it. That's bitching.
You can launch their ashes into space.
That sounds expensive.
But you can put it in art.
Launch someone's ashes into space. I would want to do that with someone I really didn't like. I'm thinking of someone famous right now.
Are you?
Oh, you have someone in mind? Oh, I sure. Yeah, yeah.
Who would it be?
Just a public figure.
Oh, I got you. Wow, I'm slow.
Don't even have to say that.
Nope. Agreed. No.
Yeah, keep going.
Add ashes to tattooing. That's exactly what he did. So let's take your calls with what you've done or your friends have done with their loved one's ashes.
Even
pets.
Yeah, or pets. Pets. Yeah. Any old ash. Or even...
Any old ash. 818-955-KLOS.
Fireplace ashes.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Blame Stu.
We are talking about what you did with your friends' or relatives' ashes.
Super fun topic.
Because James Hetfield did get a tattoo.
He did a cool thing.
And it was mixed... The ink was mixed with Lemmy's... Ashes.
Ashes, yeah.
And he got an Ace of Spades tattoo on his flip finger.
That's bitching.
So what did you do with your loved one's ashes?
What did you do? Caller, are you there?
My sister-in-law gave me my twin brother's ashes.
Oh.
It was like 20 years ago. So, and I remembered where Dad had taken both of us to go fishing up in Mammoth at Horseshoe Lake.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I went and I looked at it and I went, well, sayonara. And I threw him into the lake where he used to love to fish.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That makes sense. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Stu.
Hello, dear
this
listener.
Is me.
Hi, me.
Reaching.
Oh,
we are.
Jack Reacher.
We're talking about ashes. Do you have a story?
Yes, I have one.
All right, let's hear it.
So, we're in the racing community, all right? So, anyways, at California Speedway, one of the great guys passed away, and his he goes, "Let's spread ashes on Dad's back straightaway." So we did, right?
Right.
That was that, and we took pictures and everything. It was kind of cool because it's all family. And then my friend, he passed away, and his wife said, "Let's drop his ashes on the front straightaway." So we did. Ooh. And then when I was dropping the ashes, I went on the back of a guy's leg. I know that's kind of weird.
You know, stuff happens with ashes because there's wind. There's a lot. You know, think of John Goodman in Big Lebowski.
Yes, that was so funny.
Right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was so funny. Thank you for calling. Thanks. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, what'd you do with the ashes?
So my mom had a diamond made out of it, and my uncle had his dog footprint tattooed with his ashes on.
She had a diamond made out of whose ashes?
My stepdad's ashes.
Wow.
I got you. So she wore it as a ring?
A necklace.
A necklace. All right.
Wow. Gorgeous. She's still wearing it?
She still has it. It's only been 2 years.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Maybe I should consider that.
Maybe here's a tip. Don't ask about parents.
Thank you.
Ever.
Okay. Yeah, because you never know. All right. Yeah. Awkward.
818-955-KLOS. What did you do with your loved one's ashes? We're talking about what you did with your loved one's ashes.
Crazy.
Because James Hetfield did use some of Lemmy's ashes in a tattoo.
Very creative.
So who knew that was a thing? Yeah. But what did you do?
I FedExed them to my grandma's house ahead of me.
Okay.
Okay.
And when I got there, the ashes were broke all over the inside because some rower, you know, those handlers, they call them or whatever at the airport.
Right.
They thought it was contraband, so they busted it open and tested it.
Oh.
It was my aunt's ashes. And they didn't close it back up. They just sent it back up to my grandma's house like that. And then
my
grandma said, "You got my bag of flour."
Just like a bag of flour?
To me, to my grandma's, to the flour bag.
I like it. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey guys, how are you? Are you guys still talking about what you do with your ashes?
Yes, yeah. We are.
Okay, so I'm one of those crazy cat ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my cat's ashes. I have seven boxes of my cat's ashes.
Seven cats?
I know.
Seven cats? Worth of ashes, huh?
Seven ashes. And, however, with my mom, I did put it inside a pendant and I wear it around my necklace.
So your mom does get better treatment than your cats,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Pretty
but
much.
All of your mom's ashes did not wind up in a pendant around your neck. You didn't, did they, you had to split them maybe with other siblings or something like that, perhaps?
No, she made them into a giant clock like Flava Flav. KLOS, hello.
Hi, were you still taking calls about the loved one's ashes?
Yes.
Yeah.
My grandfather died about a dozen years ago, and he liked to gamble. He would go to a lot of the Indian casinos in Southern California.
Hmm.
So my grandmother thought it was a good idea to take his ashes and
make chips.
She liked to smoke cigars.
Oh.
And so they put a bunch of them in the ashtrays around the slot floor.
Oh, okay. Man, I thought for sure you made chips out of them.
Which would have been great.
Wow.
Yes, I agree.
So what, you
so,
took his ashes?
I heard it, I definitely laughed when I heard it, but I was like, come on, Grandma, you know that's like a health hazard or something.
Well, I don't know. It's just going to wind up in the dustbin eventually, but that's very creative, I got to say.
Besides being completely illegal.
Yeah.
You can't do any of this.
Well, who considers the legality of any move?
Right, correct. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey. We're talking about what you did with your ashes.
Well, my mother passed away, and a friend of mine lives up in Washington. Said, "Hey, let me have some of those ashes, will you?" So I sent them to him, and he had them blown into glass balls, and each one is different because the way the heat affects the ashes.
Right.
Sure. And they're really bitching, man.
Wow. That sounds really cool.
Glass balls of mom.
So he gave me like six of them, and like I said, they're different colors, different shapes, different designs inside the glass.
What a great idea.
Wow.
It's really cool.
I want to be
cool.
A glass ball someday, maybe.
Good luck with that.
I want to be somebody's glass eye. Be badass.
That would be very cool. 818-955-KLOS. What did you do with your loved one's ashes? I didn't think we'd get this many calls on this
topic.
We got
a lot of calls because people do crazy stuff with dead people's ashes.
With the ashes of their loved ones. What did you do?
Yeah, I got a good story about burying somebody's ashes.
All right, what'd you do?
What'd you do?
I buried him in center field at Dodger Stadium the night of the earthquake about 4 or 5 years ago.
What? Go on.
Yes, sir.
How'd you get access? Yeah. But go on.
I'm in Dodger fan or not, but Friday night they have fireworks where they let everybody out onto the field.
And you snuck so in when they weren't looking.
Pounding the dowel into the ground, and I brought a little funnel, and I poured the, you know, because I wanted to go deep. I didn't want him to disappear the first time they mowed the lawn, right?
He would probably be angry at you for ruining the field.
Maybe something like that. I don't know. He's going to haunt you with high fives until you die. I don't know.
Maybe he would haunt me with season tickets. That would be cool.
Yeah, that probably would be. That's not going to happen either.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Give me five.
This is Give Me Five.
In a row, yeah. With Kevin and Slogo.
Our theme today has changed.
Yeah, I don't know what it was going to be, but with the passing of Dickie Betts, you know, we can only pay him respect and honor and play some Allman Brothers. Dickie Betts, the great Dickie Betts, was really arguably, you know, with him and Dwayne Allman, really the cornerstone of the Allman Brothers sound, right, and approach and everything. And they made some incredible music and really guided the way that Southern rock would sound, you know, moving forth. From their Allman Brothers website, it is with profound sadness and heavy hearts that the Betts family announced the peaceful passing of Forrest Richard Dickey, nicknamed Betts, from December 12, 43 to earlier today. At the age of 80 years old, that was what the statement read, his legendary performer, songwriter, bandleader, family patriarch, passed away at his home in Osprey, Florida. And
he sung this next song?
And yeah, I mean, this is the quintessential Dickie Betts song. Everybody knows it. And yeah, it's the perfect song to start this off with.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Yeah, we're playing music by the Allman Brothers for the Gimme Five because... Dwayne Allman passed in 71. Dickie Betts passed away earlier this morning at the age of 80. And we do love the Allman Brothers Band. Eric KLOS got a lot to do with the history of this particular radio station. And, you know, it's just great, great music. One of the things I found interesting in going back and reading about this, and I think I'd heard it and forgotten it, mm-hmm. was in Almost Famous, Billy Crudup's character in the band Stillwater is based almost entirely on Dickie Betts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, his look, his appearance, his demeanor, his fire. Self, yeah, that's what Cameron Crowe is. And then, according to Rolling Stone, when Dickie first saw the movie, is a quote: "God damn, that guy looks like me." He says, "I didn't do the jumping off the roof or the Golden God thing, but I knew Cameron." So that's awesome.
Tell us about Jessica.
Yeah, so I have always wondered, as an Angels fan, after home game losses, the stadium always puts on Jessica, and I had figured it maybe had something to do with Gene Autry, or
I
never knew why. No one's ever talked about it, and I looked it up, and it was hard to find, but I did happen to. I've found it just now because we were going to ask you, dear listener, what it was all about. But let me tell you, the traditional traditional playing of Jessica after losses is a poignant and uplifting tribute. Right?
Poignant and uplifting tribute.
And it goes on to describe...
So they play it just only after losses?
Only after losses.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the song was born out of loss. Dwayne Allman passed away, and Dickie Betts was grappling with that. And so he composed this song in honor of his young daughter, Jessica. But the part that I like the best in this, it says, Angel Stadium plays Jessica after losses as a way to uplift spirits and remind fans that life, even in defeat, can be good because of music like this. The song's infectious positivity and vibrant energy serve as a balm for the collective disappointment of a loss, of which there are many at Angel Stadium. So Jessica gets a damn lot of spins.
Here it is, Jessica, the Allman Brothers on KLOS. In Michigan, there was a... It's a weird thing to hear the word... what's the word?
What is the word? Grease.
No.
That's not the word. Hey, what's the word?
Sword fight.
Oh, sword fight.
Well, a sword fight. You don't hear that these days very often.
Not in any context you can talk about on the radio.
In Michigan, a man was arrested Tuesday after they said he assaulted another man during an argument. Oh. So here's what happened. The police department said the officers were called to the area at 9 p.m. And that is a place in Michigan where they have homeless camps.
Oh, Michigan. Okay.
So a guy who's 27 years old, brought sushi to them.
Brought some sushi to the homeless?
Yes.
Outdoors?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a sweet thing to do.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But apparently it was, quote, subpar sushi.
Oh, don't bring subpar food to the homeless. They want the best.
No, that's true. I think they just want to stay alive. The suspect started swinging a machete.
Oh, well, we just wanted to cut the sushi. Victim. Maybe just wanted, you know, the hand roll needed to be cut.
You need a machete.
I ordered a cut roll.
They said the victim then picked up a shovel.
Oh, shovel.
And the two men engaged in a sword fight.
Sword versus shovel?
Shovel versus machete.
Versus machete?
Yes.
Dude, who, please, there's got to be video.
I would hope so. I looked, but I couldn't find it because...
We can reenact.
The next part... is the funniest part.
What? Oh, this gets better.
In the midst of their sword fight,
yeah,
an unknown person picked up feces and threw it at the victim.
No! What? Why does it always gotta go to poop with his... Start throwing it at the victim?
Yes.
The guy defending himself from the machete with his shovel. Well, at least he had the right tool to defend from poop.
Yeah, that's true. He had a shovel. God. That's true.
Was the person... was it a monkey? Was that what happened? It was
I don't believe so.
Monkey that didn't dig the sushi? Now I want sushi.
Time for what we learned. We talked about who's naked now. A woman stripped down naked and yelled at people to have sex with her in a Jamaican airport.
So very aggressive and not what I think of when I think of Jamaica.
No, we have $1,300.
We do?
We'd like to give away.
We'd like to give it away. It's the Name Game. So,
it's the KLOS name game.
Okay. So it's 818-955-KLOS. If, you know, you have the space in your wallet for $1,300, be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS, and we'll play the name game.
The name
game. KLOS name game is powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
With another shot to play the KLOS name game for the growing cash prize coming your way in minutes.
Right now.
This is Southern California's rock station. This is KLOS.
Right.
We're in total control and command of this thing.
Yes, we are.
Captain!
It is time for the KLOS name game. Who's this?
Hey, this is Carlos. How's it going?
Carlos! You are caller 25.
Yeah, baby. All right.
Can you believe it?
I can.
We are looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state that it's in. And the last two guesses were Carson City, Nevada, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Both of those were incorrect.
You're going to win this right now, Carlos.
Well, how about that? I'm going to go with Juneau, Alaska.
Just like the dude yesterday totally did. And, it's still wrong, brother.
Way to go, Carlos.
Hear that one. All right, guys.
Don't worry. Thank you.
Wait.
Let's do this.
$1,400. $1,400.
We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Let's do this.
Yeah.
The name game.
$1,400. KLOS. Who is this?
Jim,
you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah. Paying attention in geography class? You know the states and capitals and all that, Jim?
Some of them, yeah.
All right, we're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in, and the last two guesses were Juneau, Alaska, and Carson City, Nevada. What would you say?
I'm going to guess Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
I haven't had that one yet. Jim!
Sorry. Incorrect. But
congratulations for knowing an actual capital of an actual state.
Right on.
Better than most.
Thank you, man. Next hour, it'll be $1,500.
$1,500.
$1,500. That is the KLOS name game.
What we are giving away. We are going to give it away because you're going to get it right. You're going to be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. We're going to play the name game, and you are going to get the answer we're looking for.
And you're going to win $1,500.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to that. Caller 1, your caller 22, your caller 23, your caller 24.
Damn it.
Sorry. There you go.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Will.
Will! You caller 25.
All right.
So you get to play the KLOS name game for $1,500.
Where are you calling from, Will?
Huntington Beach.
Awesome. This is great. That is not the California capital.
All right. We are looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in. The last two guesses were Boise, Idaho, and Juneau, Alaska. For $1,500, what do you think it is?
Come on.
I'm going Bismarck, North Dakota.
Bismarck, North Dakota?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Sorry. But thank you. At least that's an answer we haven't heard yet.
Yes, agreed.
Right.
Well that's done.
Super.
Thank you, man. All right. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, $1,600.